Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Dano hates children.
Oh, life is so hard.
Pause. Hold on. I am literally the Grim Reaper right now.
Have you guys ever paid the bed? Honestly, if I did do it by accident, I think it's kind of high.
Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Epic Podcast, the number one podcast on YouTube. Rumble Pack. It is episode 16. We have a quick fire episode today. We're going to be going over our craziest dreams.
True.
Like last night, I dreamt about Bundun, and I won't be going into more detail.
And did I look good, though?
Yeah, you looked
great. What was I wearing?
Nothing.
Oh.
I had a dream about Bundun, too. It was to the same effect, but Bundun was wearing his Sailor Moon outfit from last week.
I can put it back on. We can make that dream
a reality. That was 2 weeks ago, Dan.
Please do. Please do. Yeah, Bundun put on the Sailor Moon outfit. C-Dot go and put on the Rosalina costume. You know, how about every
I could be the Grim Reaper instead.
Just dresses up like... No, Johnny was the Grim Reaper. He's not
guys,
here right
now. Guys, C-Dot got a haircut. I want everyone to comment a nice haircut, C-Dot.
This is true.
Yeah. Yay!
It's going to be so great because now it won't be spaghetti now. And then when it's actually cold, I'll be nice and insulated.
Oh, you know another episode idea we could do is every single person has to choose one other person in the call to mute and nobody knows who it is. So, for example, like Bundun would mute Bam, I would mute Anna, Pear would mute Joe. Like, dude, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it? We just interrupt each other the whole time. Yeah.
Well, speaking of interrupting, it's the dream episode. And what's better than dreams getting interrupted by waking up? Nothing. Bundun, go.
Mm-hmm. Am I doing doing a dream?
Wait, that's a good thing?
That's a bad thing.
Wait, okay. Guys, we always go in list order. Why don't we go reverse list order this time?
Yes!
Huh? Yeah, good idea. Let's
Pear
switch things
up.
This is the win start it up.
All right.
Best wet dream you've ever had. Let's go.
Wait. What?
I said best dream you've ever had. I said best dream you've ever had.
Okay, so the reason we actually did this episode is because I brought up a crazy dream that I've been having for the last week. So I think it's fitting that I go first. So basically, for the past like week or so, I don't know why. And here's context. I usually never dream. And when I do dream, it's always like positive stuff. Never like negative stuff. But like for the past week or so, I've been dreaming that an asteroid has been hitting Earth. And it feels so vivid. I wake up and I'm like, oh, wait, am I real? Am I alive? And so the first time this happened, it was like in third person, like honestly, like kind of like I was playing Fortnite. Like it almost felt like a live event. It felt like a live event, dude. Like, you know, when the meteor hit the Fortnite map in chapter 4, it kind of felt
Travis
like that.
Travis Scott comes out.
It felt like so real. Like, and then another time it happened, it was in my POV and like it felt even more real. It felt like, it was a POV and the meteor hit like the ocean and like I was like all the scraps, like the scrap fell on me, dude. And that's when I woke up and that was like the worst wake up I think I've ever had.
So what are you taking from this? Like, what's your assessment of why this is happening to you?
Also, let's go. I just beat that level first try. I'm goated. I think my assessment... Okay, so C-Dot was saying I've been playing too much Final Fantasy VII. If you don't know, a meteor hits the planet in that game and basically kills everyone, which I think is funny. That might be a theory. Second theory is I think it's just like maybe in my head I'm like scared of dying. I feel like... So, okay,
yeah,
I know
you
can actually...
asteroid, bro? You can die from like someone
stabbing
you.
You know what?
Why?
Let's actually do this live because you can look up like... Why am I dreaming? I'm doing this live. Dreaming of an asteroid.
We are literally paying someone to Google things for us.
Well, she's on her phone. That's why we're firing her tomorrow. So it sees, so dreaming of an asteroid hitting Earth symbolizes the anxiety and fear you're feeling during the day, which I think is kind of crazy. Ooh. Because I don't really, you know, feel anxiety often. So I don't know, maybe I'm dreaming of the future and an asteroid is going to hit Earth.
No, you know what it is? I think it's the presidential election, which, dude, by the time we're filming this episode, I actually wonder if we're going to have, like, the president revealed yet or not, because it'll be 5 days after the election.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be 5 days after the election, but there's a bunch of laws now that, like, ballots can be counted up to, like, 15 days post, post-election day, so I'm actually curious. But, yeah, Perry, you could just be... thanks for interrupting me, Anna. Jeez. I'm giving you 1/7 of a pay cut.
Speaking of the election, by the way, we want to invite any politician, if you want to join the Rumble Pack podcast and spread your influence to a bunch of teenagers,
at your favorite politician, Rumblies, on
That's
Twitter.
That's actually really funny. Yeah.
And say, hey, we need you on Rumble Pack.
Okay, guys, just a heads up to all of our fans. If we ever actually get a politician on the podcast, we do not endorse them. But, dude, that's so funny. That's so
we actually
funny.
Hate
Can we
them.
Do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we secretly hate
so
whoever we get on
the
podcast.
Entire podcast.
Mm-hmm. Before we move on to Joe, who's going to be next, I think the reason I am dreaming of this asteroid is because I saw on TikTok, of course it's fucking TikTok, that there was this asteroid that was going to hit Earth. I called Apophis in 2029.
Oh.
But apparently, like, it's not going to hit us anymore. Because, like, we're moving fast or, you know, something like that. But it's going to come really close and we'll be able to see it. But, like, it was, like, the highest chance we will die from a meteorite. And it's going to happen in 2029. So, you know, if that happens, that's going to be pretty cool.
You predicted it.
Very demure.
Yeah.
Just know, as you're dying, I predict,
If it hits us, then it wasn't a dream. It was me time traveling.
If it happens, you know, I'll subscribe to your YouTube channel, dude.
Pear, I give you your I give your meteorite dream 5 big booms.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Don't.
Boom.
No.
Boom.
No.
I can't believe they were on Jimmy Fallon.
No.
Can someone
Jimmy
explain
Fallon,
to me how they were on Jimmy Fallon?
They were on Jimmy Fallon?
Yes, they were on Jimmy Fallon last night. How, dude? How? And he looked like he was, like, forced, like, with a gun. I have no idea how that happened. Either, okay, you know what? I kind of think what happened is he wanted the Rizzler on, and then the other two, it was like a package deal where he can't get the Rizzler
hold on,
unless he gets
pause,
the Costco
pause,
guys.
Pause. Hold on. I am literally the Grim Reaper right now. What? Wait, I need context.
Hold on. I'll send
he's
you the clip.
He's the Grim Reaper.
Okay, just, please send me
dude,
the clip.
I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, how not, like, not, dude, you know Mr. Beast hasn't been on Jimmy Fallon, Markiplier hasn't been on Jimmy Fallon, PewDiePie hasn't been, the Costco guys, though, oh, let's that's go. Where we draw the line. We gotta get the Costco guy, I'm sorry. Listen, there's people saying, like, if you hate the Costco guys, then you're just unreal, like, an unreal hater. Listen.
Danny, you're a hater.
I don't understand.
Yeah, Dano hates
I
children.
I don't understand.
He hates people who are happy.
I'm actually afraid of children. Dude, I actually, okay.
It
I
got removed. The video got removed.
Did it?
I cannot watch it.
Maybe
wow.
It's just not allowed in Canada.
Everything I touch
it.
Dies.
Wait, did y'all I'm hear that it. Russia is suing YouTube for like $10 decillion, dude?
Yes!
Like,
25 decillion.
No, but
yeah,
that,
dude.
That's
decillion.
Like more than every asset on Earth is worth.
Yeah, dude, I saw this one video of the Costco guys where the dad was like directing the kid and he's like, no, hold on, now this is what you have to do, this is what the dude, this kid's gonna get so bullied in like 5 years and he doesn't understand, he just doesn't understand.
But they do.
It's one of those Ryan toy reviews things, you know what I mean, like it's just a moral gray area of parents
like,
using their kids
Ryan's world
stuff.
Is crumbling.
Anyway,
the craziest thumbnail of all time.
It's just a little weird. But also, Costco guys, if you're out there, I'd love to collab. Jimmy Fallon would love to collab.
I would love to milk you for views, though. My shorts have been struggling. I need the Rizzler.
Oh, God.
That's what would do it. Yeah, maybe Riggy can dress up
his
Rizzler
feet don't
for
even
Halloween.
Hit the ground.
He's short, dude. He's a kid.
Dude, he's a kid. Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like they're going to be in a court case in a few years, like that one family. That just had a big court case because they were like a family vlogger and they were abusing the fuck out of their kids. And California, California just
AJ
had to release
isn't
a law.
Abusive, dude. No,
no, but like it's
be
because like a lot
justice.
Of these family channels, like they like the kids, like they use the kids as the face of it and they take all the money that they make. And mm-hmm. so they're like, it's basically child labor because you're not, they control the money. So yeah. California just had to pass a law to try to prevent stuff like that.
I wonder where they're based.
Yeah, but then they could get subscribers, so it's worth.
Yeah, there you go. Get the bracket school. Dude, yeah, you said I hate kids. Listen, I actually had a really funny video idea because I went and did Trunk or Treat with Leia the other day. And held it for... Yes, Trunk or Treat. Where we.
I need context.
So it's something that a couple people in California and a couple people in the United States do where they like they decorate their trunks, and it's mostly for kids. They decorate their trunks, they set up a line of cars, and the kids just like go around. It was for Leia's church, right? And so every like a lot of adults set up just like trunks anyway. And Leia and I did a disco trunk, and basically the gimmick was that, and most of these trunks had games. The gimmick of ours was you have to go on this dance floor that Leia painted, and it was really cool, and you have to like give a couple dance moves and then you earn a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Leia would like lead them and be like, hey, you gotta bust a move for some candy, and like take their hand and like help them.
Okay.
And I was just standing in the corner like Slender Man, I feel like, is how these kids viewed me. And like their screens would start like getting static when they look at me, because I'm just sitting there like,
wait, was this recently, by the way?
This was 2 days ago. This is like 2 days ago.
Oh, and okay.
I'm excited to make this into like a short or a long form, just like talking about like, I don't know, like me being like, I'm excited to have a kid, but at the same time I'm like, I don't know, I just
why were they like just skibbity?
So you're just standing in the corner like this, like I'm a YouTuber,
I'm afraid to talk to him, I don't know, like that's, like that's exactly I feel like I'm intimidating, actually. I'm like 8 feet tall to a child, I probably look like a big stalker monster, like a stalker from Minecraft. That's how I probably look to these kids, you know what I mean? And so I'm like I'm Enderman, afraid. Babe. I don't want to, like an Enderman, exactly. And I don't want to intimidate them.
Don't make eye contact.
But at the same time, I feel like it's a double negative, because if I don't interact, then they're even more scared of the silent guy sitting in the corner. You know what I mean? I don't know. So it's like a catch 22 where like I want to be like I want to be that guy that's like, "Oh, all the you know, like it's Leia's church, so I have to build a rapport, right?" Am I using that term right? I don't know. I want to be the guy that like all the families and the kids love, but at the same time,
just
there's
do
like,
it.
No, but it's creepy. Like Leia's like sitting there grabbing their hands and pulling them along and stuff. Like you can do that when you're like a woman and it's not weird. But then like if it's a guy like getting up in this kid's face, like, hey, are you gonna dance for some candy? It's weird. I don't know, man.
Well, you don't have to do what Leia's doing. You can just tag along saying, yeah, let's bust a move.
Dude, whip out an iPad and give it to them and show them your YouTube channel.
Honestly,
man.
Yeah, so that could work.
The Odd Ones Out said that in a video where he was like, actually, I think the Odd Ones Out had the same experience where he was chaperoning and he was silent. And then he goes, I have 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah,
that is the strategy.
That's
dude.
What you gotta That's do, strategy. Dude.
There was actually one kid who said, I saw a video of yours and it was about the worst movie. And I was like, oh, nice. And then he walked off.
Crazy.
That was the interaction.
So, I'm literally the Grim Reaper.
I don't know.
Joseph Kane.
I want to be a... Anyway, yeah. Continue.
Let's go dreams. We
got to bring it back to the dreams.
Right.
Right, dreams.
I agree.
I dreamt about your mom last night.
But... What? Oh!
You can't say that! You can't
woman.
Say
She's
that!
She's a wonderful woman and really nice, and she baked me some apple pies. Anyway, listen.
I dreamt once, okay, maybe like a month ago. I was at school, and there was like a school shooter. A whole battle royale and
right.
oh. kind of
yo.
It's another battle Fortnite royale dream. So you played wild. Fortnite at school.
Yeah, oh my god!
Welcome
here,
to
right?
Texas, buddy. Welcome to
remember,
Texas.
Okay, audience, remember that Bun Dun and Joe are not. Sorry. Remember okay. that Joe and Bun Dun are not American, and they're allowed to make school shooter jokes.
What? Are you're not allowed to?
It's actually illegal. It's illegal in 25 states.
I feel like I
what?
Can't make a school shooter
joke.
Yeah. Okay,
really?
I'm not going to do this anytime
soon.
Would
go on
but,
Twitter
okay.
and get mad at me.
But you can make 9/11 jokes?
No, it's like a mass hysteria
I've never made
law.
A 9/11 joke.
It's a mass hysteria law.
In public?
Like, mostly in the Bible Belt.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
Dude, I'm
fired. I had no
you.
Idea about that.
Don't fire me.
That's why she's fired.
Ada, you're fired. Like...
Is this going to be a running bit? You know what? Audience, everybody comment the worst thing about Anna.
Oh.
Nope.
All right. Anyway, let's keep it going.
Dan, no.
Crazy thing they joined back to.
So wait, Joe, you just dreamt
yeah,
of a
listen,
school shooting.
Okay,
what else?
Yeah. School battle royale, and like before anyone had been killed, I rizzed him up. You know, the school shooter, and we started making out. And well, after, you know, the day was saved, everyone was saved. We then proceeded to go out and
Shooter a child?
What?
It's a college.
Is it college or is it like?
Or maybe
a,
Joe is a kid in the dream. Are you a kid in the dream,
like,
Joe?
Yeah, I was a kid. I was 60 years ago. Yes.
Okay.
I was very 60 small.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
How'd you 16? Get Lunchly 6 years ago?
Oh, 16. 16
years ago. 60 is 60.
Oh, 60. Yes. Okay. Okay, sorry. I was just trying to get my maths right. All right. Noted.
Yeah, we got Lunchly and listened to the thick of it and, like, you know, one.
Oh, my God.
Dream Tour called podcast. But listen, no, guys, actually, the legit question. Have you ever had prophetic dreams? Because I think, like, whenever I have, like, deja vu, right? Like, I'm walking, like, on a street and I'm, like, have this sudden feeling of deja vu. I feel like I saw it in a dream, but I can't remember it. But I think, like, subconsciously, I think, yeah, I saw it in a dream. Do you ever have this feeling?
Yes. Dude, I know what you mean. People online that say that it's just your brain getting its wires crossed to where you think you saw it before. I do not believe that for a second, because I know for a fact that I've seen some of this stuff years before it happened.
I've dreamed future events, like, 100%. Maybe it's just because I play too much Xenoblade Chronicles, but, like,
honestly,
it happens.
Yeah, it's a big comfort for... Oh, I got the joke. Jeez, C-Don. But anyways, that I feel like it's to me, it's slightly comforting because I've always wanted myself to not have free will. I don't know how to explain this, but I find a lot more comfort in... I might have said this on the podcast before.
Yeah. Ooh, can we have the free will discussion, though? Because I don't think you have free will, Dano.
I hope not.
You just don't have it. You don't have it.
I hope that my entire life is pre-planned because that brings me so much more comfort than being responsible. You know, the reason I didn't go to college is because I couldn't choose one to apply to, so I just didn't apply to any. Dude, it's just that's the truth. Like,
Dano, you just have a very severe case of analysis paralysis, all right?
Probably, yeah. I've had that feeling for like the past like couple years too, or couple months too. Is like, well, I want to work on a short or a long form video, but if I'm working on that, then I can't be working on ToonTurf. But if I'm working on ToonTurf, then I'm not working on a short or a long form video that I could use to get my channel out. And then it's like a whole
That's why you don't have free will, because you don't know how to make a decision. That's not your choice, so you do not have free will. You want to be able to make a choice, but you can't. So you actually don't have free will.
So you're saying if I make any choices, then I have free will. I'm blocking Anna.
No.
I just made a choice to block Anna.
Everything's
I feel
like a choice.
I need that toxicity removed from my life. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. chat, just so you know, Anna joined the call pretty sad today. So we're making sure to just like put her through the ringer. So that way when she gets off the call, she feels happy again.
Don't call them chat like that, man, okay? Call them Rumblies. They have a name.
Rumblies. We're abusing Anna today. That's the name of the podcast. And the name of the podcast today is the abusive episode. Sorry, abusive episode. All right.
No, that's like every day Dano gets more closer and closer to being canceled on Twitter.
One of these days, man, it's going
to
happen.
Dano, you just have to go off of Twitter, and I think you regain free will.
You think?
You were supposed to quit. What happened? Like that lasted like a week.
Can I be honest? It was sad when he was gone. I like Dano on Twitter.
Sad. I don't like Dano on Twitter.
I don't like Dano on Twitter.
You guys are upset because I'm farming followers. Sorry, pal.
Controversial.
Facts,
dude. I don't try on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I don't try. I could have more followers if I tried, but I just don't.
You know what platform I do try on though? YouTube, and I'm about to pass you.
I'm not trying. I'm not uploading long forms. I'm working on a web series.
You're uploading
every
day. You're not trying my ass.
You guys should have a challenge. You guys should have a
can we get a sub war?
Sub race and a Twitter follower race. So you can get more.
I just don't like Twitter, dude. I think I posted on Twitter.
Well,
like,
not
in the last
not
week.
Twitter.
I think I posted once.
Pear only likes the one that he's winning on. So
I only.
I just think Twitter is worse than like any platform.
Any
it's
social,
just all negativity, dude. It's bad. Anyone will agree.
I thrive in it, dude. I love it.
it's such a bad platform, especially after. Hey,
well, Bundan, you are a professional hater, and I can respect that. That's why you thrive on Twitter.
I'm a professional hater, but I'm an optimist.
True.
So, like, I balance it out. Yeah, I think of... Because, like, I just don't care what people say. Like, I think... And every time I see someone post something, I never take it seriously. I think, like, it's... I think some people are just really bad on Twitter where they take everything seriously. Where half the time it's someone just baiting anyway. Someone's just rage baiting you.
And they're mostly kids. They're mostly kids too. I think that Twitter would be fixed.
Fucking Twitter, like, or that's where it happens by far the most, I'll say. Mm. Like Twitter is just, the culture on Twitter is, I think, the worst on any platform.
Probably, yeah. It's probably the most toxic.
Dude, I think honestly Twitter would be fixed if it displayed everyone's age next to every single tweet they made.
Crazy.
Then you'd see that you're just arguing with like a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or whatever.
Actually, that's a good ass change.
I'm a genius, basically. Anyway.
Speaking of, Dano might be a genius in his dreams. So what's your dream, Dano? What's going on?
No, Anna's next on the list.
Oh, Anna.
Oh, Anna's fired. Dano?
Okay. Have you dreamt about a race?
Can we stop edging me? Can we stop? Am I fired or not?
No, you're not fired.
It depends how you do it. If this is a 1 out of 10, you're not fired.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I already had a 1 out of 10 today.
That's true. Anna did have a 1 out of 10 short today. Yeah, but you need multiple to keep a channel alive. So, no. Okay. Audio listeners, Anna just threw a metal glass at the wall and it shattered everywhere. There's blood everywhere.
We're going to put that in the annual report.
You got it right. Moaning into the microphone. I don't want to hear shit
I did.
About the annual report.
I was moaning before this podcast.
Okay.
And I apologize.
Johnny, if you will let me keep this in, but I know a dream Johnny had.
Okay, hi. I like that.
By the way, chat, Anna was moaning, but when they got in the chat too, they were like, oh, life is so hard. God. Oh.
That's what did Anna. Anna, tell us your story. I'm calm. Right, no more. Five
I'm ready. We're sitting. We're listening.
I want to hear Johnny's story
a dream
too.
Where
Riot.
Like
yes.
that is that canon?
Sense. Is that canon? Yeah. Is that real?
Is that canon?
Yo, actually, I don't think we can ask our employees that. We can't ask our employees.
Deep dive into the,
oh yeah,
into the
speaking
psyche.
Of my girlfriend Anna, do you want to share what you messaged her on Twitter?
What I did on Twitter?
Or Instagram? Oh. On Instagram?
No, it wasn't weird. She just messaged me, and then because she found
she messaged
no,
you?
So she followed me, and I saw it was her, so I just texted her. I said, "OMG, hi, gorgeous," and then she said, "Hey, babe," with the funny little smirky faces. And she spelled Sean's
so
name
funny
wrong. I went through my notes app because I used to write down dreams I would have, or I would have this thing where sometimes I would dream something and in my dream I'd be like, this is a great idea for a movie. And I would wake myself up, write it down in my notes app and go back to bed. And then I'd wake up and of course it was like nonsense. Apparently I deleted a lot of those. The only thing I wrote down was I had this dream where people were at this party and I think I brought ice to the party and someone grabbed the ice and went, love ice, and threw it on the ground and then like turned and like as if they were facing a camera and went, but I hate ice, as in like the organization, like, the U.S. government.
This is like
ice.
Sorry, so this is like a Deadpool of like fourth wall break guy.
It sounded like a Family Guy cutaway, you know.
Oh yeah,
truck oatmeal song, don't know what that means. And then apparently I had a dream where I watched myself get murdered in a bathtub.
Hype.
You know, those are three very, very different dreams.
Yeah,
I'm a little
this
worried
a lot
for
about
you,
Anna.
Yeah, I have weird dreams, honestly. Things
okay,
I cannot
wait, who's
say.
Who's keyboard clacking am I hearing right now? Is it Pear's GameCube
Dana's
controller
typing,
or Bam?
Typing angrily.
You can see Dana. My you can see my camera shaking as I'm typing. I didn't realize that, dude. Dead giveaway.
Dana, go type really up quick. Go type up a short right now live.
I all do
right,
it on my phone. I make my shorts on my phone.
That's
my
a good idea. App. We each give each other a short idea live.
That's pretty cool.
I have a short idea already that I need to make after this podcast. But we'll talk about that after.
That's actually that's a really good idea though. Let's all trade a short idea and then the other person has to make it. Pear, I think the short you should make is unsubscribe for me.
Yeah.
Like me as in you. Like just like unsubscribe from Royal Pear. Put it like hashtag unsub.
I'll do that.
And it'll be the new code Pear. It'll be the new code Pear.
Unsubscribe from Dano Cal.
No, my fans love me too much.
Do you know what's crazy? I think if Pear did an unsubscribe short, I reckon it would backfire and get him so many subscribers because people, that's his community. Like, that's the people who watch his short. They're just ridiculous.
They're trolls.
Anything Pear does, he's going to win. That's just how his community is organized right now.
Mm.
Dude, I turned fucking Code Pear into a meme, dude. Like, I think anything's possible.
I morphed into Guest B from the Nintendo Wii today.
Slay.
What's funny?
Yeah? I mean, tell me, do you not see the resemblance?
Sure.
I do see the resemblance, actually.
Crazy.
That's the reason you got a goddamn haircut, isn't it? That's the reason.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not.
Did you just show your barber the me?
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I have a dream that one day I'm able to actually release the web series I'm working on. So maybe 2028. We'll
that's
see.
A crazy
that's my dream.
Dream.
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. My nightmare is real life. I'm a YouTuber in 2024 who's forced to make shorts. That's my nightmare that I had. No, I'm kidding. Didn't I actually have a dream? What did I tell you guys my dream was?
You were evil.
No, that wasn't my dream. Yeah. Yeah, right though. Yeah, Leia had a dream a couple days ago, and she just told me. No, this was yesterday. She woke up and she said, "I had a dream last night that you were evil." I was like, "What do you mean evil? Like, how could someone just be evil? Like, did I shoot someone or whatever?" No, she apparently, in her dream, I just wasn't who I said I was. I wasn't Daniel Callahan. That was a made up name. I didn't have a real, like, the family that I had introduced her to wasn't real.
So you were a clone or something?
Like,
No. It was like just like I was under like witness protection or something, and it was like completely fake identity. And she started crying in the dream. She was like, "But my parents love you, and we're not gonna get married anymore." And that's what she was telling me. And so yeah, apparently, if prophetic dreams are real, then I'm gonna become evil soon. So just prepare for that. I'm going to become Evil Cal Drawings. That'll be my new name. Or Dano Cal Killings, where I'll just start killing people on shorts.
That's actually a good
name. It's like the Evil Mr. Beast video.
Yeah, I actually had this idea, which I might still do one day, but I had this idea where, like, my peace sign just gets flipped upside down for a week, and I just spew hateful content.
Instead of the peace sign, it just turns to middle finger. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my audience of children would love that, dude. Yeah, no, but anyway, yeah, we'll, yeah, but yeah.
Can you turn into, like, a shaka? That's what we call it, like, one of these ones. And then
honestly,
just be like a surfer YouTube channel.
That was the alternative to the peace sign. Is like, dude, PewDiePie made the bro fist, made a fist bump his branding. Why can't I make a peace sign mine? Or should I do like a hang loose sign? But I was like, now people might think it's like an L or a telephone or something. So anyway,
law question: is that related to Riggy? Like Riggy's little ears? Is that like part
now it
of
is.
Like?
Yeah, look, yeah, these are his ears, and then if you stick out your thumb, it's his tail.
So that's like your phase up, dude. So you have like a phase up sign. This is like dude, at VidCon, go up to Dan or everyone and just do this, okay?
Yeah, please. Yeah. When next June.
Hundreds of kids to run up and just go Tunta.
Perfect. Yeah, do that to me. And then everyone else go up to Bundun and say, "I don't feel safe around you," very loud so that everyone can hear.
Oh no.
Please do that. That's so funny. I'll make it a short. That's content.
Bundun's gonna go to jail, dude. That'd be a funny short too. I went to American prison when I was at VidCon.
This is jail and I'm here.
And everybody also, everyone bring a pear to VidCon and then just huck it as hard as you can at Alex when you're at VidCon.
Don't say his government name like that, bro.
Well, it would have sounded weird if I said huck it at pear because people wouldn't have understood. But yeah, everybody bring a pear and huck it full force at pear. You have my consent. Dan O'Cal Drawings.
You do not have my consent, by the way, though. I will sue.
I don't think people can bring a pear into VidCon anyway. You can't bring food in.
Yeah, I don't.
You know?
They're really that greedy. You can't bring a pear in.
I don't think they have.
You can bring food into VidCon.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody bring a pear and throw it at pear. It'll be
can
really
you drink
funny.
At VidCon?
Only alcohol.
I think could you get drunk?
I forget, honestly. It's all a blur. All of June was a blur to me.
I definitely brought water and snacks.
Oh, sorry. It was just Anna turning her face cam back on.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, no. You're already evil.
Anna, you need some help. I love you, Anna.
I'm entering my evil arc. I'm entering my evil arc.
Same.
I'm sorry. And I just threw Gatorade.
I wonder what next. Do you have anything left on your desk?
Salty right now.
I have so much left on my desk.
Dude, that's almost as bad as
that's
mine.
Like my pockets.
Gosh.
That's a lot of drugs.
That's a lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, audio listeners. Anna just tilted her camera down and just has a bunch of Fent just all over her desk.
What? We might have to mosaic that.
My Fentanyl? It's birth control.
Oh. Okay, C-Dot.
Hey, all right, all right.
What are your weird dreams, man?
Speaking of like prophetic dreams, I was asleep actually yesterday. Fun fact, and I was you know laying on my bed. It was kind of like a third person kind of dream, and I was sitting there. I was like, I have an Uno reverse card rug. I was standing right on my Uno reverse card rug, and I was looking around. I was still sleeping, like it was kind of out of body kind of dream kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And Darth Shlorpo comes through the door. All right, comes through the door.
Oh my god!
And then he says, "Wanna break from the ads?" And he says that like three times, and then he kind of like teleports closer, and he says, "Want to break from the ads?" And he keeps saying,
"You
had
a Black Mirror episode."
I'm trying to move. I can't move anything. Like maybe like a finger nudge. That's it. Right. I wake up. Nothing. Right. Obviously, because it's a dream. Right. I go back to sleep. This time, I'm on the roof of my building, in my bed still, and he's back, and he says, "You want to break from the ads again?" And he keeps going. He keeps going. Then he picks up my bed. He picks up my bed and he starts, you know, spinning around like "So long, gay Bowser," right? Chucks me off the roof of the building. I fall like however many stories. I hit the ground. I wake up and Nintendo announces a music service today.
Can we talk about this?
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that going to be the end of the world?
I don't think it is, Dano. So for those... Yeah. So for those who haven't known, this actually we were in a meeting with some accountants actually, and I saw this.
I love taxes.
I love taxes. And so Nintendo, and I have it on my phone right now. Actually, here we'll have the nice credits music of Pikmin playing while we're nice and relaxing and chatting about this. So, Nintendo dropped Nintendo Music today, which honestly. Yeah, it's on my phone right now, and there's a bunch of different games from like Nintendo's
unlimited
actually
games?
Like releasing music. Not unlimited games yet. They're adding more as time goes on. They're doing the
app?
Live service. Yeah, it's like a Spotify.
Okay.
Or something. Wait, I didn't know this.
It's free, right? As long as you have like the Switch Online membership, which is kind of crazy that like the Switch Online membership is now just kind of like a Nintendo membership, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like that.
One thing that was really cool, they have character playlists. I'm gonna click on Bowser right now. Let's click on.
Is it the Switch?
What games are on
app?
There?
Yeah, just search up Nintendo Music. Hold on, let's get where is it? Shoot, Bowser's Castle, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, right? Right. That's how it goes, right? And there's a button that you can extend it. You can. No, it'll extend the song. It'll turn it into an extended, like kind of thing, right?
That's
so
AI,
now
bro. There's no way they didn't just AI.
No,
that
like
to all their
it,
music.
It
no,
loops.
No, like it loops. It loops. It'll loop the song for 15 minutes.
So does it like actually extend it? It just loops.
It doesn't extend it. It just loops the track. So now I could listen to it for like 15 minutes. But Dano,
but it like loops it in the right way. Like, does it loop it in the right way?
Yeah.
Like it won't play the the intro.
It loops. It loops
like in a video
custom
game, right?
Extended, like in a video game. Yeah.
That's sick.
Dano, the thing with your worry about like things getting copyright claimed, I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. Maybe if it was through something like Spotify. And then, like, Universal Music Group gets a hold of it and then goes crazy. I can see that happening. But since it's his own self-isolated thing, I don't think we have to worry about that at all.
Never trust Nintendo,
right?
Man.
It's
never.
Scary.
Never.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that would be, like, an apocalypse for YouTube because so many YouTubers use Nintendo.
Yeah, it would be fucked.
It
would be fucked.
They'll do it, and they don't care. That's the thing. They don't care, bro. They'll do it.
If
how
it,
many
if
like
happens,
YouTubers have they shut
if it
down?
Happens, I owe you all $10. I do not think that's happening in the slightest.
Okay.
All right. Write
wait,
it down.
Wait. Canadian dollars or like real money?
Just whatever. Real money. What? That's
yeah,
crazy.
You mean Swedish crowns. Wait, C-Dot, you didn't answer the question. Do you want to break from the ads?
Did you reply?
The ads. I do get the student discount on Spotify. They keep increasing their prices. It's crazy.
Wait, how much is it?
I don't know. I do not know how much.
Discount. Okay. It's $4.99 and it comes with Hulu, I believe. I don't know if that's.
It comes with Hulu.
For me, it does. I don't pay for Hulu. I pay for Spotify and Hulu with $4.99.
Spotify Premium Student Discount.
My sister is amazing and pays for my Spotify. So
it's like, I think it's like $7 a month for me, Canadian, which, you know, is not too bad.
Like, oh, Bundance looks the best.
Bam.
Oh, look at that. Huh? Look at the thumbnails, dude. Bundance looks the best.
Dano, you can't do it. We cannot say that. That's for next episode.
Sorry. Yeah, get owned, dude.
Oh, Pears is cute.
Oh, man. Yeah, Pears is cute.
Hold up. I'm playing melee. I can't see.
Oh. Okay, delete it. Draw penis on.
Oh,
well, he's not looking.
No,
I raised it. It's now $11.99, but it does include Hulu.
American?
Is the app on iPhone? Do you have an iPhone?
How much money do you need again to like be livable?
Now that
Spotify increased,
they need to add Xenoblade, dude, because Xenoblade isn't on Apple Music or Spotify.
It is. What do you mean?
It's not on Apple.
Xenoblade 2. Xenoblade 2 is on Apple Music.
I swear to God, I've looked it up. Xenoblade Gulp. 3?
And 3. Gulp. Or at least iTunes.
Then that's not Apple Music. That's iTunes. You have to pay.
It's crazy. I don't know the difference. There's too many streaming sites. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, wait.
So that means it's not on Spotify either.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Bam.
Hello?
What's your dream? Is your dream owning in zombies right now? Is this zombies?
My dream is owning in zombies. This is zombies.
I'm seeing the game. I think it's really engaging right now. I can really tell what's going on.
my bad dream is I dreamt that my favorite game, Call of Duty Zombies, came out. And I wasn't able to do the goddamn Easter egg on this map before the guided mode comes out. And I wasn't able to get all of the limited time microtransaction cosmetics for doing it early. And I cried. I actually have like a weird reoccurring nightmare type thing like Pear has.
Oh. I have a bunch of
it's like
well, how, wait, to interject before how long, you do
how
that,
long,
Bam.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Bam, how long has yours lasted? Because mine's only been like a week.
Mine is like I don't really know. They're like really like sparse though.
So yeah, like a monthly series like going kind of thing, right?
Kind of, yeah.
The past, I'd say for the past 2 or 3 years, I've had this kind of reoccurring. It's not like a full-on dream, so to speak, but like I would just be like walking in like the good old unconscious, right? And I would miss a step, whether that be on stairs, whether that be like my foot slides off an edge or something, and I start falling down a cliff or something on along the lines of that. That happens, I instantly wake up every single time. It's been happening for like the past 3 years, like every like few days. Dude. I don't know why. Dude. I don't know why.
Mine is like a
I am the Grim Reaper.
Similar. Mine is a little bit similar to that, C-Dot. It would be like, I never remember the scenario, but I'd end up like feeling faint in the dream, and then I'd like kind of almost pass out. But then I'd open my eyes in the dream, and I'd be like 50 miles above an ocean, and I'd just start falling. And then I'm just like falling, and then when I crash into the water, I like jolt up and wake up in real life.
That's yeah, Bam, I should take you to Niagara Falls. For no reason whatsoever.
No reason in
particular. If you cry in your dreams, do you wake up crying?
I have a couple times.
Yeah.
If I cry in a dream, I'll wake up with tears in my eyes, like tears rolling down my face.
I think I've had that happen like twice in my entire life.
Have you guys ever peed the bed?
I mean, when I was like super young,
as a wee toddler,
I think I did.
As an adult.
As an adult, I can't recall ever doing so.
No.
No, just
how
asking.
About you, Bundan?
Have I peed the bed?
Do you still pee the bed, Bundan?
Honestly, if I did do it by accident, I think it's kind of hype. I'd have to clean the sheets and that'd be annoying. But like, that's just a fun, like I would actually just laugh. I'd be like, this is stupid. Like, I'm 27, I just peed the bed. How is that just not a fun time? I've had weird dreams, but the weirdest one I've had is like, has anyone had a lucid dream before? Like a proper lucid dream?
No,
or do you guys
once?
Know?
Only not, no. one
I don't
time.
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah, yeah.
Think so.
So I've had one in my time. Life. Yeah, me yeah. too. All right, I'll do mine, Dan, and I want to hear yours. So mine was.
I'm not sharing mine in public.
Okay. So if you don't know what lucid dream is, by the way, it's just like when you can, like, you know that you're in a dream and you can kind of like control it in a way. I think it's just more that you're aware you're in a dream.
Yeah, you break the fourth wall of your mind.
Yeah. And this happened to me once. I think I was like maybe 14 or 15. And I just remember it to this day. I just was dreaming. And all of a sudden, I'm in this like white space. And I'm just there and in full control. And I'm like, this is weird. How did this happen? And then I was like, all right, what am I going to do? And I started just doing like Dragon Ball Z Kamehamehas around this like white space.
That's hype.
And I was in full control. I'm like, you know, I'm like, it's almost like, you know, when people give you like a hypothetical, like, would you do this or what would you do in the scenario?
Yeah.
That went through my head. I'm like, okay, I'm in control of my dreams in a white space. What am I going to do? First thing I did, like, just launch a Kamehameha around the thing. And I was so stoked that I could do it. I woke up.
Oh,
it was so sad.
But you had you had a glimpse of power.
Yeah. And I've since that day, never had a lucid dream again. It was just the coolest thing ever.
You got to look up how... Bundun, we both have to look up tutorials on how to lucid dream. Then we link our minds and do multiplayer Dragon Ball in our dreams. Right.
The craziest
just play
thing,
like Sparking Zero, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And the way that it's like, the way that it's a lucid dream is that you know you're dreaming. You're literally, I'm in this white space, like, I am in a dream and I can do anything I want. Like, it's
I
such a cool
anything.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. Mm. Such a cool experience. Really,
there has to be a way to enforce that, because that, I'm sure there is.
People have some crazy, like, really unhealthy methods to, like, spawn lucid dreams.
I don't
know what they are.
The only time I've ever done it is I was on a cruise, and it was super dark because there was no window. So I know part of it must have been that it was that dark out that there's no way that I could you know, whatever. But also, I was just pretty tired. That might be part of it. But in the dream, I was hanging out with, with a girl that I was dating at the time, and that's how I figured it out that I wasn't, you know, that it was a dream, is because I knew for a fact that I was like, wait a minute, hold on, she's not on the cruise ship with me, and so I was at my So anyway, yeah, I lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? Sorry, I'm making a new
YouTube. You figured it out.
I'm making a new YouTube.
You're doing a what?
Right now? So, anyway, I'll share with you guys before the end of the episode, because I think it's pretty cool. But anyway, yeah. So that's the only time I've ever been able to lucid dream. The way that I've heard that you're supposed to be able to do it is you.
So
just
what
have
happened?
To like,
No. Once you realize that you're in a dream, were you just like, okay, I'm just hanging out with this person now, like that's it?
I ran and did a couple things, but it's nothing involved.
Daniel.
Stop. No, it was nothing involved with her. But what I did was really funny. I don't want to say it on air because it's about private information. So I'll share it with you guys.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, who still needs to say their dream?
We still haven't heard yours.
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Unless does the lucid dream Unless, count?
That's the lucid dream to me was probably the weirdest dream I've ever had. So
all right. Everyone, frame one. What would you do, lucid dream, in blank space, like Bundun?
I'd fly like in Minecraft creative mode, like jump up and.
Dude, honestly, I was gonna say the same thing. I was gonna start building like my redstone, like giant auto sorters I make, dude.
Kamehameha, that's the first thing I thought of. Like, I'm doing Dragon Ball.
Honestly,
it's so hype.
I think if it's just like blank space, I would like try to. It would be like Planet Coaster, you know, where you can make your own theme park. You basically, it's like, you know, you're like God, you can place anything. So I would make my own theme park, and then
you can just do that in real life.
Yeah.
What?
You can just
make a theme park.
You
have YouTube money, pair.
Build a theme park.
Totally. I can definitely build a fucking theme park.
You spawn them in, right?
You know what?
That's a lame dream, dude. You can do anything you want in life, so you build a theme park.
But with real people, you know? That's sick.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, Pear, I think your dreams are terrible.
Fair. I'm kidding. Yeah, I think you have bad dreams, man.
Dude, that's
guys,
high, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. Free
guys,
theme park?
I do not mean to alarm you guys, but I'm looking at the Nintendo Music app, and they have all of the Nintendo Wii channels.
That's really
all
cool.
All the music from them.
That's really
that's
cool. I'm
going to
download it right now.
I think we're getting owned. Like I'm just
actually
saying
gonna
it.
Download it now. My girlfriend is gonna
$10.
Hate this because I'm gonna
give $10
to each so often.
Oh, they got Tomodachi Life on here too. That's crazy.
Wait, what's the app called?
Nintendo. Have they released it yet?
Yeah, I can't release it.
I looked it up in the App Store. I don't see it.
I can't find it either.
It's not Opto.
I looked it up and it gave me like a Nintendo developer pop-up. I clicked on it and then I found it there. Also, okay. Bam's dead.
No, Bam.
Oh, man.
Oh.
If Nintendo claims music, YouTube is fucked.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly, dude, true. It's going
to
be.
Did you guys see the changes they're doing to YouTube Studio? Did anyone see that?
I don't know if just something to comments, right?
Bro, so they're making it. They're adding a thing that.
The audience tab, right?
Yeah, no. There's a thing where you can use AI to reply to your audience. And I think it's the worst change ever. No, because the problem about it is that now people who don't want to use the AI, fans won't know if you're using the AI or not to reply to them. So it just makes it meaningless. Like the whole point of replying is that you make someone's day because they feel like they got noticed and they have a good time. Like that's the whole,
point you know what? Fans of mine, I will never use the stupid AI to reply to you.
Yeah, right. I will never use it either. I will never use it.
Riggy might, but I will not.
Oh, don't.
I mean, listen, hey, if TuneTurf is in a bunch of different languages, it would be hype if Riggy could reply to people in like their own language and threaten them, right?
You still can. You just use Google Translate.
Yeah, that's like...
Just write your message and Google Translate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. That really annoyed me today. I was like,
I think the craziest dream that I've ever had is everyone subscribing to the Rumble Pack channel, actually. But, you know, they say dreams can become reality. So I think we should really just maybe go down there and hit the subscribe button. What do we think about one? I think that's a good dream.
And comment your weirdest dreams as well.
True.
And we will read them and reply to them. But because we don't have AI... Only one person gets a reply. The coolest story gets a reply.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 1 out of 10! Let's go!